Country 102.5's Feel Good Story, Jonathan Weir and Ayla Brown.
Feels Good is brought to you by Subaru of New England. With so much to love, you don't want to miss a Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. Hey, Ayla.
Yeah.
What's good?
Okay, if you were not born in a hospital, I'm just really curious where you were born, because I've heard of so many crazy stories of babies being born in cars, like Brenda, who wrote into us. One story I read, a baby was born mid-flight, and I was like, oh my gosh, could you imagine if you were one of those passengers on the flight, and they're like, we cannot land, we have to give birth right now. But today's story, a baby was born in a bathroom, and not just any bathroom, it was a Starbucks bathroom, and it wasn't supposed to happen, obviously, but 18 years ago, that's when this story started, a woman's water broke early, which forced her to deliver in the bathroom at a Starbucks in Wilmette, Illinois. She was 3 weeks early, so she just thought, let me go in and get a coffee and just do my day. She was not obviously expecting to deliver a child, but all of a sudden, she did. In the bathroom, she gave birth to a healthy baby boy named Jonathan.
Aww.
Yeah, his name is Jonathan Selner.
Of course, because it was a Starbucks, his name isn't actually Jonathan. It was actually supposed to be Donald, but... Because they screw up your name all the time.
They do. They do. See, you try to do a joke. I wasn't with you.
That's all right.
I'm with it.
That's all right.
Yeah, I'm a little slow on Mondays.
Apparently.
But here's the thing. When she was super scared and in labor, a barista came to her rescue. She's like, ah, help, help. So he comes running in with like towels and he's, oh my gosh. There's a... He like started seeing the head of the baby. Anyways,
it was like very dramatic.
But
dramatic.
The barista's name was Griffin Barron. And at the time, he was only 21 years old. And listen to this. So 18 years have passed and the same barista, Griffin, was scrolling through Facebook when all of a sudden he saw someone had posted a GoFundMe page and he recognized the name on the GoFundMe. It was of two teenage boys who had lost their mom. One of the teenage boys' name was Jonathan Selner.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh my gosh, he clicked on the link. He goes, that's the baby that I helped deliver in the Starbucks bathroom. He's 18 years old now. He's a grown up. Oh my gosh. So he sends him a message on Facebook. And he said, I'm the one who helped your mom give birth to you in the Starbucks bathroom. So the two decided to meet up at the same Starbucks. And lo and behold, when you walk into that location, there's a little like stork on the mm-hmm. door, you know, saying that like a baby's been delivered here. So he was like, that's me. A little stork Aww. Sticker. It was very sweet. But anyways, they exchanged stories. They laughed. They smiled at the little sticker. And Griffin said about Jonathan, I've thought about you a million times. It's bonkers. I mean, like, I wanted to know more about this kid for so long. And then finally, I got to meet him. And it was just this very exciting moment. I think about him all the time. So that's your Feels Good story for today. But I'm also thinking that maybe we should have a discussion about crazy pregnancies, because it got me thinking of all the different ways that or in places people have given birth that have not been in a hospital or planned.
So tomorrow at 7.
You think?
7:05 tomorrow.
Okay.
Around there. If you have given birth or if you were yourself birthed in a place besides a hospital. I'm not talking about your parents' house. I mean, like
somewhere crazy, right?
Somewhere crazy, yeah. Okay. Who out there was born in the craziest place?
Mm.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Mm-hmm. That is your feel good?
That's my feel good.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I loved it.
Coming up, we got $1,000 Minute. Here's a clue for $1,000 Minute. How many children did Henry I of England have? 1, 11, or...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.